So hello my friends, Devon Lennox here, Photography PX. In today's video we'll cover the main highlight features and do an overview of Sony's A7R Mark IV. Do know you can find timestamps and links in the description down below, as well as the pinned comment, and also know this is not a sponsored video. Let's get started. Released in the fall of 2019, Sony's A7R IV comes to market boasting even higher resolution, ready to push the bounds. And this fourth generation model continues their acclaimed R series of high resolution full frame cameras, but now boasting the highest resolution sensor debuted in this entire segment yet at 61 megapixels. And it marks a new milestone with power expected in medium format cameras, now in a remarkably compact package. Sony aims this high-end camera at photographers wanting unrivaled detail, hybrid shooters, or those wanting an affordable alternative to medium format. And they also aim this camera to compete with Canon's 5DSR, Nikon's Z7, and Panasonic's S1R. It features a 61 megapixel X-More R backside illuminated CMOS sensor without an optical low-pass filter, and the Bion's X image processor. Comparatively, this is a 32% increase over the predecessor's 42.4 megapixel sensor, but even so, it comes with virtually no trade-offs in overall image quality. And this configuration still boasts 16 stops of dynamic range for ultra smooth tonal rendering. Sony's also opted for a copper wire layer to improve the data transmission speed and readout rate, reducing the camera's rolling shutter. Sony's also made great leaps to reduce the shutter's vibrations by engineering the unit with better dampening. The camera also obtains the APS-C crop mode, which crops into the frame, reducing the sensor's resolution to 26.2 megapixels. But even so, this resolution outperforms all of Sony's current APS-C cameras. Lastly, they've also added a high-speed front-end LSI, which helps realize faster processing and shooting speeds, and the camera now offers 10 frames per second bursts with full-time AF in exposure, or 8 frames per second with live view, and it also provides a deep buffer of 68 RAW plus JPEG images before slowing. On the video front, it shoots 4K UHD 30p and 1080p full HD video up to 120p, and it oversamples from a 6K resolution to render genuine uncropped footage with great detail and less aliasing. Like most Sony cameras, videos record to either the XAVCS or AVC-HD formats with 8-bit 420 subsampling, and data rates of 100 megabits per second. But this camera also marks yet another camera in the lineup to debut unlimited video recording time, so you can now record as long as your battery or SD cards allow. And it also receives the slow and quick mode, zebras, timecode settings, proxy recording, the frame grab option, HLG, Cine 1 through 4, and S-Log gammas, and it outputs a clean 8-bit 422 signal via HDMI for use with external recorders or monitors. For low light, it features a native ISO range from ISO 100 to 32,000, further expandable to a high setting of 102-400, and users can expect usable images up to ISO 6400 or 12,800 with minor processing. For focus, it obtains Sony's high-end 567-point fast hybrid phase detect AF system with their latest AI-based tracking algorithms, and this AF system covers the vast majority of the frame with AF support to -3 EV. However, the headline feature is real-time AF for humans and animals, which debuted on the A6400 and the A9 with the latest firmware update. The camera also offers AF tracking sensitivity, allowing you to adjust the focus engine to movement in complex scenes as needed, and it also offers both focus magnification and peaking if you prefer manually focusing. It uses the FZ100 battery, and battery life is excellent for a high-resolution mirrorless camera. Sony rates the camera to deliver up to 670 shots per charge or 170 minutes of continuous recording when using the rear LCD. For displays, it features an OLED electronic viewfinder with a resolution of 5.76 million dots, 120 Hz refresh, and a 0.78x magnification. Comparatively, this is a 56% bump in resolution over its predecessor's 3.69 million dot EVF, by contrast, which is quite an improvement in this regard. It also has the high quality mode to help combat moiré and aliasing to deliver greater realism, but this camera does obtain the same rear display as the A7R Mark III. In this case, it's still a 3-inch tilting touchscreen LCD with a resolution of 1.44 million dots, and it tilts up 107 degrees or down 41 degrees for more comfortable high or low angle shooting. Physically, Sony's updated the design this go-round, and while the camera uses a similar magnesium alloy chassis, they've upped the robustness and added even more weather sealing. As it stands, it's even more rugged, durable, and well-suited for adverse shooting conditions. They've also made several refinements to the layout. Most notably, they've enlarged the front grip and improved the contouring. Sony's also made some other small ergonomic changes to make the camera more comfortable when using gloves. These include a textured AF joystick, raised AF on button, a larger C3 button, a larger multi-selector dial, and redesigned port covers. But outside of that, the camera also features 5-axis in-body stabilization, dual card slots, a USB-C port, a microphone input, a headphone output, Sony's multi-interface hot shoe, a PC sync terminal, FTP background transfer, the pixel shift shooting mode, panorama, rating, a fully silent electronic shutter, Sony's clear image zoom, updated auto white balance settings, and built-in Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, and NFC connectivity. In the end, Sony's pulled off a small miracle with this camera, despite the increase in resolution, and the A7R IV becomes arguably their best hybrid camera to date. Sure, it's not perfect, but it excels across the board as a device perfectly suited for professionals, and it's a tough competitor to beat. Right now, this is one of the best alternatives for those venturing into medium format, and if you want an equally competitive option, but one that's also lightweight, flexible, and affordable, this is currently your best bet. So there you have it, my friends. There are the highlights in the overview of Sony's A7R Mark IV. For more information on the A7R IV and other Sony cameras, check out our website, photographypx.com. Go to our camera reviews page, then to the Sony section, and there you will see a full detailed written review, as well as other reviews of cameras that may be of interest to you. You can also look at the pinned comment in the description down below, and that'll take you right to the full review. I've been your host, Devon Lennox. We'll see you in the next video. Thank you for watching today's video. I hope you found the contents of today's video insightful and it added value to you. If you're new here, please consider subscribing if you haven't done so already. Also, leave us a like and a comment in the description down below. Let us know if we overlooked something or we missed something that we covered in today's video. I've been your host, Devon Lennox. Photography.